You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I want us to focus our attention on what happened in Parliament last week. Many watched with disbelief the fire that damaged the roof of the National Assembly. The damage is actually quite big. The cost of fixing is, it could come to even R1 billion, according to some estimations. And now we know from the Public Works Department that the Houses of Parliament are not insured like other government buildings. There's foul play that's suspected. In fact, Sandile Mafe has been charged with arson, and I saw that he made his second appearance in court this morning. There are concerns now around the shortcomings in fire and security measures in Parliament. There was a post-incident report that was released by the City of Cape Town, which found several cases of negligence that could have contributed to the spreading of the fire. Let's bring in the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Letshisa Tsenoli, now. Deputy Speaker, thank you so much for making time. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to your listeners, Clement.
Let's start with those concerns that were raised in this post-incident report. The Mayor of Cape Town released this report from fire chiefs. It didn't really address the cause of the inferno, but it pointed out several shortcomings that firefighters encountered. Were you aware of the security and safety lapses as the leadership of Parliament?
Let me first say that there are several reports we are going to have to look at and engage those reports once all of them have been put together. As you correctly point out, the fire report is not the ultimate report on the incident. It's only part of those reports. There are investigations that are taking place, including by the National Department of Public Works, which has sent three engineers so that they can, from a variety of angles, structural problems of the buildings and so on, and the others related to expertise, fire-related expertise, but civil and other engineering concerns, electrical, for example. So we need to be able to get a complete report of what happened, including the report that we partly received from the provincial Public Works about the last fire we had in Parliament and the work that was done as part of the recommendation of that, which were tabled in Parliament, and so on and so on. So all of this must be scrutinized. There are conflicting stories that are emerging. So we need to be able to do that. Our officials have received concerns. We have also received concerns about safety and so on, and certain practical steps were taken about them and their implementation. So once, as you are already pointing out, there appears, but these are appearances so far, none of those reports have yet been scrutinized and verified from a variety of other angles of those concerns. It is an important issue because ultimately it relates to our fulfillment of the requirements of occupational and health safety requirements, disaster management requirements for what is the status of our buildings and so on, including security issues. So from a variety of those angles, and we are in the process of determining the validity of the observations and verifying them so that we can then give you a considered response. We mustn't speculate.
But these, as you confirmed, there have been some concerns around safety of the building. Let's look at the health and safety audit that was done in 2018. Were the recommendations implemented? Because that found Parliament was inadequately prepared to respond to emergencies and incidents. In other words, your safety systems were almost non-existent.
Yeah, well, no, it's not true that they were non-existent. The reports that pointed out, some reports have been high risk and some of them relatively at a lower rung and so on. Steps were taken to implement those. So we must find and determine that indeed those that were high risk, nothing was done about it, as you claim. So, but this is what we will do once the reports are placed before us, so that when we respond to you, we have technically verified reports, including those that were in the past. For example, this some of the work that would have been done, processes were so advanced that things were being done in November already. Reports were being provided that were going to be used for implementing some of the resolutions or recommendations that were given to us to work on and so on. So that work, what language do I use to describe that, was not done just as this thing, the fire broke out. So it would have been, it would have meant that even the work that was done would have itself now been banned if let's say if indeed the fire happened the way that it did.
So let's at least try to be a practical, a deputy speaker. So
yes,
what practically was done? So when you look at the safety audit, the health and safety audit that was done in 2018, yes, you said that there are steps, yes, that were taken. Which, yes, steps were taken?
The National Department of Public Works, which is responsible for maintenance, there's a requirement for the city ahead of the SONA on a regular basis to make an assessment and give us as parliament an assurance to do that. There are people who are responsible administratively for overseeing this process, so they would receive this. You are probably aware that there is a requirement for a joint operating center to be created once there is a state of the nation address, which assesses risks from a variety of angles. And annually, those meetings take place, and reports from the city, from the province, from national police, and so on, they must be assured that those risks have been attended to. So what we must determine, which is what the reports are going to tell us, is whether those reports that we were receiving all along were accurate, were verified, that indeed things were misrepresented as the impression is beginning to emerge that they may not have been true. Mm. But we can't conclude that because we don't have verification yet. I like you, I'm very, what's the word, we are all of us impatient to get to know facts. But if we hurry to provide definitive answers now before we have specific and verified reports, and those that were provided have been scrutinized themselves, we run the risk of now having to retreat and say we didn't take account of what was to come out of the investigation. Because this is the, right now, the urgency is to try to understand. But understanding, Clement, can only be appropriate and proper if we have verified reports before.
Were there no warnings raised during inspections for the State of the Nation address over the last 3 years?
This is exactly the point I've just told you now, that annually in the joint operating center that sits, reports must be provided. That are you sure this has been done? This is risk number one, risk number two, risk number three. Those reports, as they are provided in that environment, must be produced to say, yes, this were done and this were verified. And as those responses will emerge once we have received all these other reports, to provide you with verified information.
Yeah, but those are reports from 3 years ago, Deputy Speaker. And I'm asking this question because my understanding is that the fire safety inspections before the State of the Nation addresses in the past 3 years also listed some of these infringements in parliamentary buildings. So as parliament and the leadership, if really that's the case, what did you do then to address some of these concerns that were raised by this report?
Yeah, you see, you are making exactly the point I'm making. You want me now to give a response about a matter that you correctly say was raised. And I'm saying to you, that report about those issues and whether indeed they were not attended to, it's a different story. I told you that Public Works have a report published in the ATCs. In other words, where things that have been done, have been provided to Parliament, have been reported to say these are the specific concrete steps that were taken or were in the process of implementation when this event happened. They give you a report up to the 21st of December, that report of the Department of Public Works, and it has specifics about what was done concretely and so on. So I'm not in a position to tell you that the reason this report contradicts the one is the following, because we are awaiting these investigations to come up and help us to appreciate what it is that was not done or was done inadequately or was not attended to at all, so that accountability must go to the appropriate levels across the entirety of the decision-making process.
Okay, what I want to understand, Deputy Speaker, is so you are confirming that before we talk even about the report that contradicts this one, that the safety inspections before the State of the Nation addresses in the past 3 years, they did list some infringements in parliamentary buildings. There is a report to that effect, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you about those reports.
Yeah, yes. No, I hear you about the different reports. I just want to take us one by one because we're confusing it.
Yes,
you are confirming, right? There was a report.
No, I'm not. I'm not confirming it. I don't read them. What I'm saying to
you. Who reads them as the leadership of Parliament then?
No, listen to me first, Clement. I'm saying to you that those reports and their validity and actions taken to implement them, okay, must be together, because we can't discuss one outside of the implementation programs that were triggered by those reports, amongst others. Because if we do that, we are doing it in isolation from the work that was done. If we only end up and saying, yes, I confirm, this is indeed was raised. I raised the necessity for that to happen, for the risks to be identified in the Joint Operating Center, because it is necessary that that is done. But alongside that, we must also receive work that was done relevant to implementation to those issues that was given, that is in the reports or in the HCs of Parliament, that goes up to the 21st of December 2021. So we must be able to look at both and not just one that ascertains that there were risks that were pointed out, and not look at what was done in the meantime.
Well, yeah, and with all due respect, Deputy Speaker, I don't know if I'm satisfied with that answer, because I know about their contra. Yeah, hold on one second. I know there are contradictions in reports. I know the Public Works has come and given you a report and says this is the state of your buildings. The reason I'm asking about the fire safety inspections that were done before the State of the Nation addresses in the past 3 years, which, in my understanding, they listed infringements in parliamentary buildings. The reason I'm asking that is this raises the issue of safety and security protocols in Parliament. The question is Parliament safe? How did we continue with the State of the Nation address when we had reports that were raising these red flags?
Yes. Okay. Firstly, that response, accountability for what was done after the State of the Nation address warnings must be accompanied by work that has been done to implement the recommendations. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To reduce the risks that you are speaking about,
mm-hmm.
to attend to the technical potential triggers of fire.
Mm.
So we must look at both of them. This is all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick break, Deputy Speaker, and then we'll continue the discussion. I want you to tell us about plans around the State of the Nation address next month. What are the plans even around security, given these security breaches that we've seen in Parliament last week? We'll continue the discussion with Lechisa Tsenoli after the break.
You're with Clement Maniatella.
702.
All right, it's 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. We've been reflecting on that post-incident report that was released by the City of Cape Town, which flags several shortcomings that firefighters encountered when it comes to the building in Parliament. Lechisa Tsenoli is the Deputy Speaker at the National Assembly, and he's been telling us about other reports that they received, like the Public Works Department, for instance, that somehow also contradict the other reports that have been provided. Mr. Tsenodi, you spoke about accountability before we went to a break, and that's where I want to pick up from, because that's really important. You need to ensure that there's proper accountability. But how do you ensure that when you still don't have a permanent head of security? It's always been, it's almost been what? Is it over 5 years now?
Yes.
Why don't we still have a permanent head of security in Parliament?
Unfortunately, the executive must receive recommendations and ensure that we have the appropriate person. If for whatever reason that we have not been able to get, unfortunately, I can't see how we proceed. So it is regrettable that it has taken us that long. But that environment is fraught with problems in the first place. And so we have to assure ourselves, at least this is what the impression I get of appointing the person, so that we build the capacity, not only with employing one senior person, because they will be in charge of a number of people who must work with them, including an appropriate budget to carry out that work. We have taken unnecessarily long. And when I say unnecessarily long, the circumstances and the reason for that can be identified, so that it is also explained of the difficulty of appointing such persons. We have been going, receiving reports about the requirements for people who applied that may not have fulfilled it, or who were told that the program is stuck, we are not getting the appropriate candidates. So this is the problem. So that's one of the areas that has to be attended to, is being attended to, and the developments are proving as a necessary kick in the butt, if I may put it that way, so that we rush and do as much as possible without sacrificing the quality of people we must employ to do the work.
And you accept that, though, without someone who holds this permanent position of the head of security, it's really difficult then to ensure a proper accountability. Who do you hold accountable in this case?
No, we shouldn't individualize security. It is absolutely correct that they are critical. The leadership is critical. But security is a multidisciplinary and multi-person responsibility that needs to be done. The interim arrangements that are put into place, working with structures of that deals with security in from different angles, and doing interim work in support of Parliament, some of the interventions that are done. But yes, it is absolutely crucial. We must have a stable. We must firstly have an appropriate structure for security in Parliament, including people who staff those different positions, which will be managed by a leadership that does that. And that leadership must, in fact, preferably have a hand in the choice of people they are going to work with to carry out this responsibility.
What?
But we mustn't individualize it to that position only. It's a critical role, and it's important, and it must be filled. I agree with you.
Yeah, and it hasn't been filled in over 5 years. When are you going to fill it? I think you're admitting that it's regrettable that it's taken so long. It took unnecessarily too long. So when are you actually going to do it?
No, I'm not able to give you that number, that day, and that time. The executive, once they have finished their inquiry, they will let us know as soon as that.
Okay. What's the way forward regarding the repairs and reconstructions of the building and financing of it? Do you expect the finance minister to announce a special allocation in the budget next month?
No, sir. I don't know whether it will be possible to do so. As we speak now, answers that you are expecting from me will emerge even more thoroughly once the reports are completed. We are hoping the work will be done quickly now that the fire department has submitted its report. The building has been handed over to the rest of the investigators, the security cluster in its entirety, including Department of Public Works, as I indicated. Once their work is done and completed, the issue of answers to various questions. Who did this? What is the process? And what are different levels of responsibility that may have missed steps? Mm. And who must take accountability for each one of those roles,
yeah.
including what are the estimated costs that will lead to the rebuilding of this building? Is the structure such that it can be repaired? And if so, what is the extent? Are there alternatives? What are they? So we have to have that before we can take a final decision. We can't, in the middle of an investigation, have answers to questions about how much.
Yeah, well, I'm not asking about how much it's going to cost. I'm more asking about, because now that we know that the parliament, like other government buildings, are not insured, I'm asking, do you have the resources, whatever the amount is, whether it's 70,000, it's 1 billion rand to repair and reconstruct parliament, do you have the resources? Are you going to be relying on government? Are you going to rely on the finance minister to announce a special allocation?
This is state infrastructure. Ultimately, the entirety of government has responsibility for that. It's going to be public resources that must come there. We don't have them yet. What I'm suggesting, we don't have those resources yet. But we don't know how much it's going to cost. So even if we thought we had, we would have to get a report that informs how much it is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. What's the plan around the State of the Nation address next month? Are you going to intensify security given what we saw happen last week?
The principal political responsibility is to assure the public that the State of the Nation address is going ahead. It's going to take place as planned in a different venue. The venue has been announced, and the usual preparations for ongoing questions, including of security, is underway. And we are looking at how best to do that, even if the system, as we know, will be hybrid. And so the finalization of a venue was an important thing so that we at least provide certainty in one part of the work that is critical. And because of the current state of disaster in the country and the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, it is not going to require the kind of security we needed to put into place in the past.
All right.
Those requirements will be reduced as a result of the conditions under which it is going to take place.
All right. Lechisa Tsenoli, thank you so much for making time. That's the Deputy Speaker at the National Assembly.